And we first hear in the reading from Exodus that the people did not trust God. They were thirsty, and they didn't know where they were going to get their drink from. And God interceded on their behalf. Moses hit the rock, and the water came forth. So it was a moment in which God was saying to you, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And that's really part of the question for you this evening and for us as a church community. We approach God in this church of St. Joseph's, and we approach God hopefully in a spirit of trust, hopefully in a spirit of waiting for Him to really touch our lives and touch our lives with the living water that is eternal that Jesus promised. The story of the Samaritan woman is one that was really special to the early church, and that's why it's preserved for us in the Gospel of John. And it's one of those in which it's very unusual, because a Jewish person in that day, especially a male, would never be found speaking with a female, especially if they were a Samaritan. And so to have Jesus having a conversation with this woman is really a moment in which He's calling her into more than she ever expected, because she went to Jacob's well to just simply get some water. That's all she was going to do. That's all she was going to do. And she met Him. And the first thing He asked is something really very simple. Can you give me a drink? Can you give me a drink? And of course, she's really surprised that He's even willing to talk to her. So part of the question for us, and that's why I raised the subject of trust as we entered the church now, is to trust God to touch that part of us that needs to be touched. To trust God, to let God touch that part of us, even if we don't expect what He's going to be doing. Even if we don't expect what's going on. Obviously, with the coronavirus going on out there, it's got all of our attention, definitely. But we still come to this church in trust of God. And just as Jesus met the woman at the well, He meets us. And He meets us where we are in our journey of faith. And He calls us to more. He calls us to faith. He calls us to hope in Him, hope in the glory of heaven, and He calls us to truly love in Him and share in the love of God. And that's what He ended up doing with the Samaritan woman. Because in their discussion, initially about having a bucket or not having a bucket for the well, Jesus calls her to more. He ends up really talking to her about her life. And He asks her to go get her husband. And she says, I don't have one. And He says, you're right, because you had five. Count them, you had five. So Jesus knew her. He knew her. And it's the same for us. Jesus knows us very personally. The good, the bad, and the ugly. He knows us. He knows us very personally. But He's still wanting to give us that life-giving water. And it was in that moment that she was called to faith and to come to know who He really was for her. And that is the Messiah, the Savior. So that becomes the question for us, and especially for you, our confirmation candidates. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? My hope is, your answer is, yes! That's my outside voice, because in this moment, you are being called to be a witness of Jesus Christ. Just as a Samaritan woman was, when she went back to her village, she witnessed to Jesus. And the whole village ended up coming to him, and they invited him to stay with them. That's the same for you. You're being invited to let Jesus stay with you forever, and even more, to have his Holy Spirit with you forever, and to let that Spirit guide you and lead you in your life, no matter what is happening, no matter what's going on, no matter what school you're at, or work you do, or however things are going, to let that Spirit guide you and lead you. So that brings us to really the moment of call to faith. And the call to faith is really a step for each of us. So when you come forward and I say to you, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, you're going to say to me, what? Oh, you just hurt me. Yes! Amen! Use your outside voices. And then I'm going to offer the peace of Christ to you. Peace to you. And you're going to say, yay! We check in St. Joseph's, we check in St. Anne's. So, we come to pray for you that the sacrament of confirmation may be yours. So we are reminded of that moment when the church was confirmed in the love of Jesus Christ, when the lives of the apostles were changed. And that was Pentecost. And it's in the book of Acts. The story of the Holy Spirit descending upon the disciples in the form of tongues of fire. The story of the driving wind coming to each of the disciples. And to let that driving wind touch your lives. Let this be a moment in which boom happens. Okay? Nobody's got a heart attack yet? To let the Spirit of God touch you and bless you. So, the cards I gave you, this is going to be your cue. So, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you're praying for very specifically are
wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We pray that those gifts will be yours. And so, all of us that have received confirmation, so raise your hand if you received confirmation already, please. Okay. Lower your hands. First for you, which gifts are you praying for yourselves tonight? Which gifts do you need the most tonight? With your marriage, your family, your work, whoever is going on. What do you need the most out of all those gifts that we just mentioned? And for you, we're praying you get hit with all of them. So the wisdom of God, to let the wisdom of God guide you in life. To let the knowledge of God guide you in life. So that you know how God is guiding you and leading you. And to come to that kind of understanding in your life. And to know the love of God in your life. And to understand that love even when things get difficult. And especially to be able to approach God for counsel and letting God's counsel lead you for what is right and what is wrong, what is Christian, what is not, what is Christ-filled, what is not. And to let really the power of this sacrament, the fortitude, the courage to witness to Jesus Christ at your schools, that you believe in him, and that you are a person who is pious and piety. So prayer, the Word of God, is a part of your life, and especially this sacrament here, to receive his body and blood, is a part of your life. And then fear the Lord, that we have the awe and wonder before God that says God is our Creator, and we stand before him as creature, and as one who is loved, as son and daughter of God. We pray for all those gifts for you in a very special way. So let me ask you to now stand, just the confirmation students.